Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning. We're going to talk about the work that they do, the good work that they do with the Rappahannock Adult Activities. Alexis Fox is here. Alexis, I haven't seen you in a long time. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Ted. Good to see you.
And Anna Gatewood is here from Rappahannock Adult Activities. First time for you, Anna. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks.
Since this is your first time here, we'll learn a little bit about you. How long have you been with Rappahannock Adult Activities?
I have been with the company for a little over a year now, and I started out doing the direct support with the guys and taking them on the trips and having all the fun, and now I help do the paperwork and still get to spend time with them and very much enjoy it.
Well, they come here for, we at least two, maybe three times a year,
yeah.
have radio station tours, and boy, what a great group. Of a great group that you have there to work with.
Yes, indeed. It is a wonderful job, and it's always new every day.
How'd you get involved with, is this something, do you have a background with, how did you get involved with the Rappahannock Adult Activities?
I kind of fell into it, honestly. I had previously worked with people in memory care stuff, doing activities with people with memory care. And during the pandemic, I ended up being a stay-at-home mom and didn't work for a while. And when I was looking for work again, I kind of just saw that they needed folks and was like, hey, might be good at that too, since it had some similarities. And I'm really glad I took that change because it's been a great time.
There are places, there's the 750 Kings Highway. If you go over the Chatham Bridge and it's about a mile or so down the road on the right-hand side.
Yep.
Is where the greenhouse, some of the greenhouses are. And then there's also, I know, a King George location and a Caroline location.
Mm-hmm. Caroline, Spotsylvania, and Stafford.
Okay. Yeah, so
everybody's covered.
Oh, okay.
We're covering all our bases.
Yeah.
Alexis, if you got no, I mean, the pandemic was a real challenge for everybody, but especially with what you all do.
It was a real challenge. We had to, you know, we unfortunately had to shut down. And it was great that so many of our staff were then able to go work in the guys' homes with them. But coming back has been a bit of a challenge. You know, our population can be a little more fragile. So we're constantly worried about, like, the next, you know, making sure everybody doesn't get sick.
Yeah.
It's been interesting bringing everybody back and making sure that we have all of the people we need in place to support them. So we've been back open now for a while, but we're still not at the capacity that we were before. So that's what we're working towards,
yeah.
Being able to get all of the people who used to attend with us back in programming and moving along, doing all of our fun stuff.
And I'm sure when you're dealing with adults with intellectual disabilities, and I'm sure that for some of the families that would like to have their family members back in, and you all too. I mean, you go to the greenhouse, and I see you a lot during the spring and summer months when you're doing that. I mean, you're a little family there.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yes.
We are. Every single person that we work with and that we support, like, it's amazing. It is the best place to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it fulfills my life. And, you know, we just have fun and everyone genuinely cares about each other and wants to see everyone doing the best that they can up to their abilities. So it's amazing.
I had some of the best times last spring when you were working with especially as the plants grew in the greenhouse, and I did interviews with some of the participants, and they are just hilarious.
Oh yes,
they are hilarious. We and jokesters. I mean, some of them play practical jokes on us.
Yes.
Kelly, we're talking about you putting snakes in our car.
Snakes in your car?
Yes, it's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Well, like Christmas, you know, there is, what is it? Presents wrapped and stuff in the rooms, Trish's room.
Yeah, so they would wrap things that belong to us, you know, like your pens or your calendar. Yeah. They would hide things, you know, like we get to have a lot of fun even if it's great.
That is. Well, and you're giving them, they're working on skills and they have jobs and you really make them part of, they're part of an organization.
Yeah, it's their program. So they get to choose what goals they're working on, what type of jobs they want to try out, you know, what it takes a lot of people to just support one person. Lots of team meetings. We all have to be on the same page. If we're supporting them correctly, hopefully it doesn't, you know, to the public, you wouldn't know that they're receiving supports from us.
Yeah.
Like that's the way we want it to be. But it takes a lot of work just to be with one person. Everybody's plan is very individualized.
It's like it takes a village.
It really takes a village.
You know, we all come together and help them be the best they can be.
Well, and I know just the Facebook page is terrific because you do show a lot of the activities. And they go on a lot of field trips. I mean, they come down the road here and come to us a few times. But you've been recently up to the Marine Corps Museum and you go all around town.
They go out every single day.
Yeah, Monday every day
through Friday.
Go to Richmond and
north
a little bit.
You know, so our plant sales—that's part of what, you know, it supports their being able to go out and experience the community because going out every day gets expensive. So you know, they love going to all of the museums. And they tell us kind of what they want to do. Like, we sit around and talk, and, you know, any exciting new activity in town, they definitely want to go check out.
Yeah.
But now they plan their days out, and we get to go a lot of fun places.
And that's why the fact that there is such – you'd like to be back to full strength, be able to do what you do, not only just for the families to be able to have a place for their family members to go, but you all, you'd like to be able to do as much as you can.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I feel like we're slowly but surely getting there, but you know.
We're hiring if anybody's looking for a direct support position. Because the more people we have on our team, the more people we can pick back up. So.
It is Rappahannock Adult Activities. There, you're with Rappahannock Community Services Board, where Alexis Fox is here, Anna Gatewood is here. We're going to talk about the spring plant sale as we go along this morning. But when we come back, there is Valentine sales going on, and we'll get into all of that too when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:40.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Rappahannock Adult Activities is our focus. Anna Gatewood is here along with Alexis Fox. We will get into spring planting in the spring sale in the next segment. But Valentine's Day is right around the corner, Alexis. And if there's a holiday, Rappahannock Adult Activities is going to be there and going to have some plants for you.
That's right. Valentine's Day is coming up, and we are doing bouquets. And you can find them online at raai.hort.com. I may have just said that wrong. But no, the guys artfully arrange the bouquets. They cut the flowers. They put them together. And it's a really great activity because it doesn't matter your skill set. You know, like, you can sit there. And they love to make the creations. And then for a $5 fee, we will deliver it anywhere in the 5 local counties.
Okay, Planning District 16.
Yep, Planning District 16. We will deliver, and the guys, they love that. They love just showing up and smiling and, you know, bringing strangers the flowers. You know, like, they really...
Yeah.
The guys also created our cards that go with them, so they made them on big construction paper, and we shrink them down and put them on fancy note card paper, and we'll write whatever message you want for your loved one. And it's really fun to see, like, how cute, like, people are just with their friends and families, like, the little sweet messages. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet they just have a great time.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of fun.
Well, I feel like they help share even extra love because they put the love into the flowers and then mm-hmm. they put the love into the cards. So, you know, especially if you get that extra delivery, then you get like 3 times the love when you're sharing it with your loved one.
That's right.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, I know how much, because I've never seen them with Valentine's Day, but I know with the spring flowers, just how important the kind of flowers and everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They pour themselves into it.
Very much
so. And I think in this case, like you say, Anna, this would be off the charts as far as how much energy and effort they put into this.
Yeah, I think it helps make it that much more special.
So it must be in the few days leading up to when you do the deliveries, you must be hard at work, Alexis, this is a whole different thing than just getting plants ready to set out.
It is, and you know, it's spring. It's not spring, but we're preparing for spring, so we're filling greenhouses, so it's a very busy time. But I love Valentine's Day and the fact that some of the people who don't love getting dirty, the flowers aren't dirty because there's no soil. So mm-hmm. it's an opportunity for me to work with other people who really want to get creative and so we love it. It's
I never thought of it. This is totally different because when you're doing the other, they're with the soil and their hands and everything, but this you're just kind of you're cutting flowers.
Yeah, so they cut them and you know just put them in the vases, and if some of them need a little love we might help out, but you know, for the most part it's whatever they create, and we have example ones like we'd like for it to look like this, and most of them don't care, you know.
Right? No,
these dogs are great.
Yes.
So, what kind of flowers do they get? What's in the? I mean, are there roses? Are there?
So we have a variety of bouquets, and we of course named them all.
Of course you did.
So we have a lots of love bouquet, and that is 3 roses with baby's breath or ferns, and they come in white, pink, light pink, lavender, and yellow. Then we have a kiss bouquet, just 1 long-stemmed red rose. The XOXO bouquet is a lot of carnations and baby's breath. My favorite is the sweetheart bouquets, and that's a combination of roses, sunflowers, you know, whatever we can get our hands on. We're doing a conversation hearts bouquet, which is all of the colors that you see in the little pack of conversation hearts. The guys are mixing those roses up together, and then of course we have, you know, your typical red roses.
Wow, so you've got a wide variety of things. I haven't looked at this, but I saw that there is at least one of the websites to see all this, rappahannockareacsb.org/shop.
Yep.
Has everything, and I'm guessing there's probably a deadline to get your order in so you can get all this together.
So our deadline is Friday, February 10th.
Okay.
However, if you wanted to stop by our 750 Kings Highway location, we will have plenty of bouquets available on Monday, February 13th, and Tuesday, February 14th.
Oh, okay. Especially if it's a last minute thing.
So we have noticed that a lot of gentlemen are last minute.
Yes. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm. But this is a great, and we'll talk about it too when we talk about the spring plants. But this provides money for this whole program that we talk about here.
Yeah. Yes, and the guys like to go out in the community, like we talked about, and you know they.
They certainly do. You ought to pay to have them come, and like you said, Anna, I mean, if they come and deliver it, that's mm-hmm. a whole nother level of fun for them and for your family.
It really is. They just get so excited to see everyone, and even if they don't know you, you know, like they're like, oh, I'm bringing so and so flowers.
Yes.
Like, yeah. They're so excited that, you know, it's just great to be around. Like you want to be around people that are like excited to take someone flowers, and it's a big deal. They get all excited, even if it's people they don't know. They're like,
"Help make your day."
And this is a way too. They're learning a skill.
Yes.
They're learning a skill. They're getting out into the community, mm-hmm. and you're helping the community by being able to help funding with this with this program, because mm-hmm. the more funding you get, the more people you can
support.
You
yeah.
can get in. I mean, and, yes. And I know the number of people you have, whether it's needing staff or just a lot of that is just the staff, but there are a lot of people I know on waiting lists that would like to be part of this program. It's
yes.
Unfortunately, there's not there's just not enough state funding to provide. So this is a great way to be able to get involved and in help out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great job to have to give back to the community as well as, you know, working and having a career that you can move up in.
You must be, Anna, to be able to see some of this firsthand and to be involved and in see people, see everyone learn a skill. That's got to be a great feeling to see that.
It really is. And I've really been able to see the whole process, even though I've been with the company such a short time, of having that direct support and then being able to get promoted and be able to be a part of making their plans and helping implement the goals that they're trying to reach. You know, it's really kind of cool to see it come full circle and see how much we can actually make an impact on their lives. And I don't know, it's really awesome.
And I'm sure no 2 days are the same.
Never. Like, yeah, it could be completely different from the morning to the afternoon most days even, but it's nice. I like that there's never a dull moment and there's always lots of love, even if there's some craziness.
Well, and when I've seen a lot of it first, I mean, they really enjoy being there.
Oh yes.
And
oh, yes.
You all have all kinds of activities and just there's just a lot of personalized attention for them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I think Alexa said it earlier, it really becomes like family. It feels like a second family that, you know, you need to help enrich their lives and make sure they're advocated for and that they're just, you know, doing the best they can, whether it's at the day support, doing a craft or cooking, or when you're out in the community or doing the flowers. And I don't know, it's just a really neat program.
Well, I'm sure, Alexis, as you talked about all the different various packages you could get with this, you're good at finding out what they want.
Oh, yeah.
And you do what they want.
Yes, we do what they want. You know, sometimes I have some influence. And there are times when everybody's like, hey, there's a dance. Bye. We're not working today.
Like we said, that no 2 days are ever the same.
No 2 days are ever the same.
Never
no.
The same.
And no two of our individuals are the same. So that's also, it's really great to see like some very different personalities. Like it's just so interesting how it all works together. And it's a lot of fun.
When I drive by, and I drive by more than any of the other places, but when I go by the 750 Kings Highway location, you just, all you see is the greenhouses, but you just think there is a lot of cool activities going on there. And I don't know that the community, that's why I'm glad we do these shows and you come in and have these sales, because I don't think a lot of people really understand the full scope of what you all do in helping people gain skills and get along.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And our goal is that it doesn't look like work to others. So when we see people in the community, you know, they don't necessarily know that we've had all of these meetings and all of these plans and that we are working on a very specific,
yeah.
you know, like greeting this cashier or handling our purchases. So while it's so much fun, there's an element of we're getting things done.
Yeah. Yeah, coming together to make the big picture happen.
Yeah,
and making the big picture happen will be in this case right now the Valentine's Day flowers, pre-order by the 10th. Although you said if you come by on the 13th.
13th and 14th, we will have plenty
there
for you.
There will be flowers. You may see me then. Just swing by to get something. But really, the flowers will be top notch, and you will really be helping out a great program. So again, Rappahannock Area csb.org/shop, and you said that you've got cards and all of that kind of thing.
Yep, we have cards. You can leave a personal message. We can get it all taken care of for you. Perfect Valentine.
Again, pre-order by the 10th, but stop in the 13th and 14th and pick them up at if you have to. If you want to have it delivered, that's
the way to go.
That's yes. the way to go. Yes.
That's the way to go.
They would just love to pass out some flowers.
They love to deliver.
So maybe that will be the way.
That's the way.
That's the way to do it. Again, it is the Valentine's Day flowers. You can go to Rappahannock Adult Activities Facebook page. We also have information on Valentine's Day flowers on our Facebook pages too. Anna Gatewood and Alexis Fox here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities. When we come back, we will talk about the big spring plant sale. That is not too far off. When does that start?
End of March.
Approximately. Okay. More coming up. We'll be back with Alexis and Anna when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning with Alexis Fox and Anna Gatewood. We're going to talk about the spring plant sale in just a second. But Alexis, you're sort of my planting expert. So we're not warm yet, and we still have a lot of cold weather and winter to go. But this is the time you should start planning what you're going to plant, right?
Yes, yes. So we've got Groundhog's Day tomorrow. Guys have reminded us. We're very excited about that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. That's a big day.
And so now's part of my favorite time of the year because, this is when you dream. We get the seed catalogs. And, this is when on cold days like today, we just sit around with our coffee and we pour over these pictures and everything. Like, all of our hopes and dreams, they go into planning for spring. So you at home right now, now's time to plan your gardens. Get the vision for what it is you think you want to see. We start looking forward to, we saw some daffodils had popped up the other day.
Yeah, over at Belmont there's some I've seen.
Yep. I saw some Forencia, so that's that yellow. On my drive here, I thought, ooh, it's one of my first little signs of spring is coming. But now's the time to start picking out your seeds and purchasing. And then if you're lucky like us and have greenhouses, you can start planting.
Right. Yeah, because some of that, you do have to look at when, sometime, probably within the next 6 weeks, some of those things do need to start potting them inside and getting them going.
Yep, and you can always, winter sow with milk gallons. There's lots of great.
That's it, yeah.
Yep. Now's a good time to get, they'll be ready for you in the spring.
Yeah, and then you get to reuse and recycle your plastic too.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're all about recycling.
Yes.
But you're right. On cold days like this, you can sit around with a seed catalog and figure out and actually come up with a plan instead of sometimes just going and there are different ways to do it, but this is the time.
Yep, this is the time to plan. I mean, I'm also I'm a fan of winging it sometimes too. Yeah. You walk through stores and you're like, I don't have that plant. Look at that. I need that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're always adding too.
What would you say are some of the best vegetables and things to start for people that need to have something easy to work with at a home garden?
So right now, because we have a little bit of cold before it really warms up. So if you wanted to plant, start planting now and what you want to plant first, it would be, your broccolis and cabbages. And I love cabbage.
Oh, yes.
I cook with it a lot. So it's one of my, kales are pretty. Yeah, that's the first kind of stuff to put in that does well in the cold.
Potatoes. Is this the time of year you start putting potatoes in or not?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
See, that's why you're here.
Yeah. Yep. We would put them in spring, and then they'll be ready for your fall.
But you're right. I'm glad you brought that up, Anna. Just as far as vegetables and especially cold weather ones that you can get a jump on things.
That's right. Yeah. Especially always a good time to get a job.
Groceries are so expensive, you might as well get your food from the source in your backyard if you can. Yeah.
That will be interesting to see if there are more gardens this year with what food prices now have been high for so long. Yeah.
They have been. And you know, we always have a big focus on the veggies and the herbs. Maybe a little more so this year than some of the flowers, just because if we don't sell, then we can plant.
Right. yeah.
And that's one of the guys' favorite things is when, you know, they love going out to the garden and planting new recipes. Gives us something to do. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the spring plant sale because you said it'll be the end of March or so. I mean, it's a little early some of it depends on how they grow.
Yep. It does depend. We're aiming for the end of March. Talking about doing our garden party again mid-April.
Okay.
And we are busy bees right now. The cost of everything has gone up, so we've been taking recycled plastic, so pretty much any plastic pots we can get from anyone. We have been washing all summer long so that we're saving some money there and so that way, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have to raise prices. We're making our own soil, which we used to do a long time ago, but then we just started buying it in, and now we are back to
making it. What you're doing that with? How are you doing that?
So we compost all year.
Okay, compost is what I was thinking of.
You know, certain individuals are better about like you put that in the trash. We have a little silver pail, and then we go outside and put it, let it heat up and do its thing. So we use compost. Vermiculite or perlite, and then a peat moss to make a good seed mix. So we're busy mixing all of our ingredients and stirring and filling our pots and starting our seeds this time of year.
Well, and again, this is where I know that you sit down with everybody and talk about what do you want to plant and that kind of thing. And they really have ownership of this whole thing.
Yes, they do, because sometimes they will bring plants that don't exist that they will see in a movie and they're like, we're planting that. I'm like, oh. or tropicals, you know, they'll be like, we're these, and I'm like trying to explain that. So it's interesting some of the things that people choose that this is what we're growing. We get a little bit of a mix.
Well, and you're really good, Alexis, at with them about not only helping them choose and cultivating and everything, but you have such fun with it. And I can't remember the plant, but you'll have names for different ones, and say, you know, these kinds of plants do this or that. I mean, they really learn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And I try to you know. Teach them things, you know, like natives. I'm big on natives because they're meant to be here and they're not as pretty as some of the others. So, you know, like getting the guys on board with even small changes and why, you know, why this plant's more our friend than, you know, maybe this one that doesn't grow well here.
Yeah. Oh, you'll talk about this like kind of plant has an attitude, things like that.
Oh, yeah. Like we have drama queen plants.
Drama queens. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Yes. I'm thinking of the poinsettias. I do call them the drama queens.
You should.
Because they are. All the different plants have different personalities.
It's those kinds of things that make it fun. And every year going around the greenhouse with them while they're watering or how when you're getting things ready, it's been really interesting to just see how you are really good at what you do. Do you know about the plants, you really work and make sure everybody's involved. And the ones who might not be as verbal as others, you've got them involved in their thing. And you're juggling a lot of things.
Yeah, it's all about teamwork. And everybody has their small piece. And, you know, it's so much fun. I really look forward to spring. And so do the guys. And it's also, like, the greenhouse is our happy place. You know, like, it's our happy, we get to jam out to different greenhouse music and, you know, everybody has their different piece and we get to watch things grow and learn and it's a good spot to be.
Well, and there's a lot of planning involved. I've seen your notebooks on this kinds of thing, and you just because you've got to know when to plant so everything comes up at the right time, and it's a job.
And when you're planning for a sale, you want everything to come together, you know, like come together all at once, which is incredibly difficult to plan out and do. Yeah, it's a lot of behind the scenes kind of planning and working, and but we have lots of helping hands. So
now, over the years, as I've gotten more and more involved with what you do, I mean, it's so much more than just for the people who show up, and they are really good plants, by the way.
Thank you.
These aren't just these are really good. Anything I've ever gotten from whether it's been the spring or mums or poinsettias, any of the stuff is really good. But to just show up and pick and that's what some people do. But you really see behind the scenes what you all do. It's a lot of work and a lot of planning.
It's a lot of work, a lot of planning, and a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, Anna, for you too. In the spring, just to try to. It's in some ways, I'm sure. Some days, it's just trying to keep up.
Oh yeah. It's nice for someone like in my position too, though, because when you finally have caught up on all your paperwork and, you know, Alexis is out there in the greenhouse, you'd be like, oh, I can go out there, and you get to meet up with her and get your hands dirty and be with the guys. And it's a really nice, like, step away from being in front of a computer doing your paperwork to be able to make those connections and get with the guys and also get, like, with nature. And I don't know. It helps balance everything out.
It's true. Whenever I go there, when you start talking about in the spring, I'll go and someone will say, "Can I help you?" And I'll say, "I'm here to see Alexis." And they'll always say, "Oh, she's in one of the greenhouses."
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the as far as the particulars go, just be watching for. I mean, you'll have announcements of when things start, and like there's a garden party, and there are a number of things out there, but when you see that it starts, a lot of these plants and vegetables, they move out.
That's the goal anyways. We want them to move out. So once we start in, you know, we'll start posting our progress, because we already have things growing. We've got about one greenhouse full of some pretty stuff.
I need to come out soon then and see everything. It's very fun to watch these early days of coming up.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It'll look a little different this year because we have recycled the plastic. So that's added this interesting new step in planning because we have so many different size containers don't match that, you know, before when you buy them, you know exactly how much space you have and how many you can grow of each. And so, you know, there's new challenges every year. But we're excited, really excited about veggies. I think it's going to be a good veggie year.
I think so, too. I feel like, you know, keeping up with the Facebook is a great way to keep up with the progress and see the new dates when we will begin our sales, and just to see how wonderful the plants are actually coming up and all that.
Yeah, you're right. I think just because everything is more expensive and more people are looking to gardens, or if you don't have room for a garden, just to be able to have pots.
Yep. So we're doing more patio container sizes this year, mainly because we were donated some gallons pots that work with that. So and not everyone has space. You can grow a lot in a little bit of space.
Yeah. You don't think of those kinds of things though, but all those little containers, everything costs.
Yeah.
And everything costs more these days, or it's harder to get these days.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we hate to see things go to the landfill, so we have washed and recycled, and you know, it's that great little piece of, you know, like gardening, getting your hands dirty. Like it's a good pick me up. It's kind of a great way to check in with yourself, like, oh, am I taking care of my plants? So, you know, like it's interesting.
No, you get to see things growing, especially this time of year when everything is so brown and
blah,
old. But you know, just like being able to see. I was so surprised to see over at Belmont the other day the daffodils coming up. And I just thought, I mean, I know we've still got a lot of cold weather and we can get snow, and I know all of that stuff. Yep, but we are the seasons are starting to change a little
bit. They're changing. Yeah.
So again, the end of March is when to plan it. But like you said, Anna, follow Facebook because you'll have updates.
Yep. We're gonna try to do a better job at showing exactly what we do and all of the little pieces that build us up to the big plant sale.
And really, I mean, it's you're sort of the planner behind all of this, but all the participants play a huge role.
Huge role.
In this. Yeah. Huge they role. Really yes. do.
Without them.
Yeah, without their hard work and help, you know, we can't make it possible. And some days I lose out to movies where there's absolutely no one will want to hang out with me. And they're like,
right.
The movie. And I'm like, okay, well, cool, yeah. Have fun.
Alexis Fox here, Anna Gatewood here from Rappahannock Adult Activities. We're going to wrap this up. When we come back, we'll talk again about Valentine's Day flowers, about what's available and how you can get them, and just the importance of helping out Rappahannock Adult Activities and their work with adults with intellectual disabilities. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Anna Gatewood and Alexis Fox here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities. As we were off the air just a second ago, Anna, you were talking just about, as we talk about, especially with the spring plant sale, you can do a lot in your backyard if you don't even have a big backyard, because you were just talking about just things out of pots.
Yeah. I have a itty-bitty back porch that doesn't get full sunlight, and we've done really well with even having cucumbers and green peppers and tomatoes. And, you know, I feel like people easily get themselves intimidated by what they can do in small spaces or, you know, with limited sources. But it's really not that hard to do some of your basic vegetables. And, yeah, we're hoping people get a little more motivated to try to do their own home garden stuff, especially with the way that all the grocery prices are going up.
Yeah.
And, you know, get yourself back to nature and have your own stuff in your backyard.
Cucumbers are always just delicious from the garden, and then tomatoes. I mean, they just when you've got them on the vine, they just roll off all summer long.
Yeah, especially when you have kids, it's a great way to get them involved and like have a learning moment with them. And when something's ready, like I know my daughter would love to go out and pick the stuff when it was ready,
so
and she'd go wash it and cut it up herself and be so proud.
So keep that in mind, especially when the spring sales comes along in this spring, of saving a little bit of money and having some good vegetables and things that you can grow. So Alexis Fox here. Also, Valentine's Day flowers pre-order by the 10th.
Yep. So Valentine's Day flowers pre-order by Friday, February 10th. You can give us a call at 540-226-2949. Or you can go to raaihort.com or Rappahannock Area CSB. /shop. And we have, you know, about 10 different types of bouquets that you could pick out for your Valentine or Galentine or whoever you want to celebrate that day with.
And you've got a lot of choices. When you started going through the choices, I started writing a few down and I couldn't keep up. You've got that many.
Yeah. They all have fun names. Different kinds of flowers, a lot of roses, since that's what people think about with Valentine's Day. People just think roses. Carnations, lots of fun stuff. And, you know, put together with love and delivered.
Well, and like you said, you're helping the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities. And especially if you choose, you have them do the deliveries.
Oh, yeah. That
will be a delivery that you won't forget.
It won't, because they bring an enthusiasm and excitement that, you know, it's kind of hard to duplicate.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I think it's probably like the best delivery service you will ever have.
I think you're right.
You can compare it to.
No. So get involved. You're helping a great program, and that ultimately is what the money that you're spending here goes back into the program, and in locally, as we've talked about, you just really are helping families, you're helping the individuals.
Yeah, it all goes to a good cause.
And you guys have so much fun. So when will you start putting all the flowers together?
So we won't start putting them together until like right before they go out.
Yeah,
so it's set. Yep, we've been washing our bases because we've been recycling those, and those were all donated to us. So
okay,
we wash and get those ready, and we have it as ready as we can. But you know, flowers are fragile, so we gotta wait till
right
there before the holiday.
Well, they've been preparing the Valentine's cards too, right?
Oh yeah, but they've already been making. I mean, every day I get little stacks of Valentine's Day cards that are like, you should. Do you like this one? Do you like this one? So
yeah.
we will have a variety of cards to choose from.
And again, you can pre-order by the 10th, but if you want to stop by 750 Kings Highway on the 13th or 14th,
yep,
there will be some flowers there if you haven't made plans yourself.
Yep, if you forgot till the last minute, you can swing by 750 Kings Highway, and we'll be there that Monday and Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And you're always looking for workers.
Yes, we are always hiring.
Yeah.
If you're looking or know of someone who would work in this area well.
Yep.
You think can go about to it.
The RACSB and, you know, employment.
Alexis Fox and Anna Gatewood, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And what a great opportunity to help the community and help others. So,
yeah.
Again, Rappahannock area CSB.org/shop, and you had a couple other. There was another.
Yeah,
that's the easy one.
Yeah, RAAIHort.com, and then you know you can always give us a call at 540-226-2949.
Alexis Fox and Anna Gatewood, thank you both.
Thanks
for listening.
See you soon. Bye. On News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.